Okay. Okay. My name is Alicia Sell, and I'm with Roanoke Public Libraries. Today is February 23rd, 2008, and I am at Jerusalem Baptist Church interviewing Miss Anita Louise Ollie today. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to start again with background questions. Can you tell me where and when you were born?
I was born in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. And what year again?
1944, okay. The year.
And you said you were born at Burl?
The old Burl Hospital.
And do you know the doctor who delivered you? Just out of question.
I can't remember.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Roanoke?
All my life.
Okay. Off and on, right?
Yes, off and on.
Okay. And just to repeat again, if you could, the streets and neighborhoods you've lived in Roanoke.
I remember living on Patton Avenue Northeast.
Okay.
It was 9 Patton Avenue Northeast. It was the time I did live on Gilmer Avenue. Was after I got married. I did live on Gilmer. That was just a block over.
Okay.
And then on Roy Avenue Southwest.
Okay. Let's see. Can you tell me a little bit about your parents, their names, and what did your parents do for a living?
My father's name is James London Odie, and I remember Dad working for the Virginia Roundhouse down on Reserve Avenue. My mother, she did day work, and I do remember a particular family she worked for, and it was called Dr. Hyde. He was the manager of the Hotel Roanoke, and she would stay there on that top floor watching his children. It was called it was a suite there. And of course my brother and I stayed with my grandparents, and we would see my mother on weekends.
Oh, okay.
I remember that.
You don't have any sisters?
No.
Do you have any brothers?
I have one brother. He's younger than I am. Now, my mother did have a child before we were born, but he died when he was 3 years old.
Okay.
But I do have one brother, and I am the oldest.
Did you have extended family members living nearby in Roanoke?
Yes, quite a few family members, yes.
Did you get together with them a lot?
Yes, we did, every weekend.
And did you enjoy that?
Very much, very much.
Did you have cousins who you would play with?
Yes. We have dinner just every Sunday. You know, you go to Sunday school or church, and then after then you go to this cousin's house or that cousin's house, and went to the country just about every weekend, too.
And where would you go in the country?
Bedford, Virginia.
Did you have family out there?
Yes, my mother had family. Her mother's, my grandmama's sister, and we would go. We even picnic on the side of the road, because it seemed like it took a long time of driving Roanoke to Bedford, which it did then. So we would have picnics on the side of the road.
Oh, wow. Did you like going out to Bedford? Was
I loved
that fun?
Love the country.
Okay. Can you describe your house growing up here in Roanoke for us? For instance, was it brick? Did it have a porch or a garden?
Remember the house we lived in? I think it was wood. You know, the wooden side. We lived on, I forgot one street. We did live on the creek. Well, I don't say on the creek. You know where the Roanoke Civic Center is?
Mm-hmm.
It was down in that area. It's called Second Street. I'm sorry. We did live on Second Street. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wooden frame house. Now, I would like to tell you this. I remember something very distinctly. Was during the time we had an ice box, and the ice box was made of wood. And then when you wanted ice, you would put this sign in the window. It had 4 different colors, red, green, and red, and another color. And you would put that sign in to let them know what pounds or how many ice, you know, you want to put in that wooden ice box.
Okay.
I remember that very well.
And you had an account then with the
yes.
ice man, and you pay at the...
Yes.
The, okay.
And then also the milk. I remember, you know, leaving bottles of milk on the porch. Because I guess Mom and Dad, they had their own, you know, the agreement on how they paid for it.
Okay. Did you have a garden?
No. No, we didn't.
Okay. What kind of activities did you participate in? Did you play sports or do choir? Or?
When I was a child, we didn't. I was in the choir at high school, but younger, I remember playing cowboys and Indians. That was the thing. We would take stick horses. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Stick horses, and it was a tree limb. You mm-hmm. cut it down, and we would ride those as horses. And we just played all day in the sun. Just played.
That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. So you play with all the kids in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Did you play any sports or go to the YWCA at all?
Yes, we played baseball. That was the main thing we used to play. Sometimes against the girls, girls against the boys. We played basketball once in a while. And we had an older lady there, because I played with her children. I don't know why I called her older, but she was an older lady. And she would have cookouts for us. And we didn't have to bring anything. She would finish things. And that would seem like to keep us busy.
That's fun. Okay. Where did you attend school, elementary, middle, and high school?
I went to Gilmer Elementary School, which is in the old part of Northeast. I went to Booker T. That's the school administration building there. And the high school, I went to Lucy Addison.
Did you walk to school or did you ride the bus?
Most of the time we walked. Sometimes we would catch a Valley Metro. I don't know if it called Valley Metro then, but it was. And then at the later years, my boyfriend picked me up, which is my husband today.
Were you ever allowed to stay home from school?
What do you mean, come?
Like, if you didn't want to go that day, could you do that? Or was your mom pretty strict about you going?
No, we didn't think about that. You went to school.
Did you like school?
Until I got to high school. Because I fell in love.
How much schooling did you complete?
I went to the 11th grade.
Okay. And did you or anyone in your family attend college?
My daughter, both of my daughters, Sheila went to a business school, what's that, National Business School here, and she graduated with top honors. Anita went to St. Paul's. My son went to, what's the name of college in Fairfax, Virginia?
Oh, George Mason.
George Mason. He went there for 1 year.
Okay. Was school important to your family growing up?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Describe your home life for us growing up. For instance, did you guys have a radio or a television that you would gather around?
Thank you. I remember this very well. We had a radio, no TV at that particular time. Listened to the radio all the time. We're not outside playing. We had the television. We had black and white TV, and then we went into color TV. Now, like the color TVs today, they had a plastic with the color on it. The plastic would have a little red in it, a little green, and maybe blue. You put that piece of plastic over top of the screen. That was our color television set.
So it just went over top of the black and white
yes,
television?
Yes, it was a plastic, real sheer. It had color in it, and that made it was off. But it was color to us. And we were one of the first on our neighborhood to have color television.
Did the other kids come to watch your TV?
Yes, they did. Yes.
So it was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Let's see. You had a telephone and everything too, right?
I don't remember telephone. No, when we lived in on Patton Avenue, well, as we got older, junior high school and high school, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did your house have a porch on it, and would you sit on the porch in the evenings with your family?
Yes, that was the main thing, outside, on the porch, sitting down, in front and back.
Did you have air conditioning in your house growing
no,
up?
No, never.
So would you go out there even just to cool down?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Did you have chores around your house or around the neighborhood that you were responsible for?
Yes, my brother and I, we was in charge of washing the clothes. I remember this is old-timey washing machine with the wringer. This is when I was growing up. And we would wash clothes every Saturday in the bathroom, rinse them out in the big tub, then you had to hang them on a line. As far as the cooking, we didn't do much cooking. Mom and Dad took care of that. But we had to clean, you know, sweep, dust, all that.
Did you have any family stories that were passed down from generation to generation? For instance, stories like family recipes or stories about slavery or the Civil War?
You caught me off guard. Can't remember. As far as recipes, I would used to watch. You know, I would watch my grandmother or my mom cook, my dad too. But as far as the recipes, you just looked at them and it stuck with you. Mm-hmm. And as far as the Civil War and all that, we learned all that in school.
But your parents didn't talk about it at home or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Did you, a spouse or sibling or your children serve in the military?
Yes. My husband is a Vietnam veteran. He had 3 tours of duty in Vietnam. Of course, my father was in World War. What's that? Two. My father was. Mm-hmm. And now I have a grandson, my first grandson. He had a 6-month tour in Afghanistan, came home for maybe 3 months, and he just left in November of last year. He's in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, he called me last Monday, he's in Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And he has a 15-month duty. And he'll be home in May this year, of course, he said it'll be 18 days. I said, do you have to go back? Yes, Grandma, I got to go back.
No.
My first grandchild. Oh. I put that on there.
Okay, going back a little bit, when you were growing up, what businesses and shops did your family go to or frequent?
I remember a restaurant, I never forget this, because this was the best hot dogs as children or little kids, was called The Neighbors. That was the name of it, The Neighbors Restaurant. I remember a fish market, stores, numerous stores, you know, on the corner, neighborhood stores. Mm. I remember one store called Mansour. That's on Old Gainsborough. This is where I grew up near, I remember that. Over there in the Gainsborough area, First Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm. Did you go downtown a lot to go shopping?
I went a lot.
Did you like going downtown?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Were the trolley cars still around?
No, not when I was coming up. No, they had all.
So. Okay. Do you have a favorite childhood memory or a favorite holiday event or vacation or a gift that you got?
Well, I remember the holidays, how we used to, especially during the Christmas, like my cousins, we'll take turns going to a Christmas dinner to this family's house. We did it like we was eating all the time, Sunday through Saturday, going to different people's homes, eating. That was during the holidays. We had great holidays. And I can't remember. What was the question?
Favorite memories or gifts or anything or vacations? Mentioned you liked to go out to Bedford.
Yeah, well, we love going there. Every weekend we're going to the country. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when school closed, Mom and Dad packed my brother and I up. That's what we went every summer to the country.
Would you stay out there?
We stayed there. For the whole summer, till school came back in. That seemed like that was the longest time. We would help feed the hogs. It was my job. We didn't have to milk the cows, but we had to feed them hay. We had to go get water out of the well. I remember that. Had to go get the wood pile. And I definitely remember this. No bathrooms. I don't know if you know what a slop jar is, but we had to do that. I didn't like that. And you had to go to the outhouse. Too bad it was nighttime.
So in Roanoke, though, in your Roanoke house, you had...
We had all the plumbing. We, as a matter of fact, we lived in luxury. If you go to the country and then you come back to the city, oh, we were living high on the hog, as they say.
Now, did your relatives in the country, did they come and visit you in the city?
Not too much. Mm-hmm. They really didn't.
Let's see. Can you describe some cultural events that happened in Roanoke? For instance, did you ever go to, like, clubs or to the movies? And what kind of things would you do to entertain yourself?
We went to the movies. It's called the State of Virginia Theater, which was on Henry Street. And then there was another theater downtown called the Roanoke Theater. Blacks were not allowed to go through the front door. And I remember this, we used to have to go on Kirk, was on Kirk Avenue. It's like the alley. And we had to go up a flight of steps, a whole bunch. Because we had to sit at the balcony. And then that was the theater. Entertainment. I remember that as a child. Mm-hmm. That stuck to my mind.
What kind of things would you do when you got to high school?
Well, mainly I sang on the choir. The activities, and that kept us busy. Played some sports, running, and I did like track. I remember going on some trips to Washington, D.C. as a group on bus trips. They don't do that too often anymore. Mm-hmm. Man, that's about it. It was a lot, I just can't think of everything.
Okay. Did you use the public library?
Yes. Gainsborough Library, which is still there. Mm-hmm. We were there a lot in the Gainsborough Library.
And who was the library? Do you remember? Was it Virginia Lee?
Yes. I was going to say Miss Lee. And I can see her. I can visualize her picture. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Who were some strong community leaders that you remember from growing up here in Roanoke?
I can't remember names. The Claytors, which was Dr. Clayton, and now he still has family in the area. Oh, Miss Hughes, she was a school teacher. She's deceased now. Miss Crocker, Miss Betty Crocker. These are mostly school teachers. Ministers, Reverend James. I can't remember his last name.
Do you remember the church he...
First Baptist.
Reverend James.
Reverend James, what's James his name? Reverend James. Mm-hmm. Yes. Was a police officer. I didn't mention this. My husband's a retired police officer.
Okay. For the city or for the
Roanoke
state?
City.
Okay.
Roanoke City. As a child, there was another police officer, Mr. Odie, Officer Odie, as a child. I remember him. It was years ago.
Who was your role model growing up?
My mom, for one thing. I would say Miss Crocker. I remember she was a school teacher. I was going to middle school, what we call it junior high then, and we would go to the bathroom, put on lipstick, and come back into her class. No, 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 no. She would wipe it off, paper and wipe it off, and then she would give us a lecture. But I remember her real well.
Would she tell your mom about it?
No, she didn't.
No. But she wouldn't let you go and put lipstick on.
No, you don't do that. That's too grown.
How would you say Roanoke has changed over the years?
Oh, well, they're so busy. The big shopping centers, which is nice. But I don't shop there. And I tell you one thing, yeah, too many restaurants. Every time we turn around, we try to cut back on our foods. They keep throwing these restaurants up. That's one thing. Big, big change. And the schools, big change in schools. Of course, it's big change in the students. Mm-hmm. Give me some ideas.
Do you think the schools are better now than they were then, or different?
I won't say better or different. They are, I'll just say different. The students, which they don't have no home training. No respect.
Amen.
I work in an elementary school. I work with school maintenance, and I am a crossing guard. But I do find that some of the children do listen. As adults, we just have to keep talking to them because a lot don't have good, you know, home bringing. And when they go to school, the teacher try to talk to them. But not all of them. It's the respect thing. And so, but we have a lot of good students. I want to say that good students outweigh that. But that sticks out more to the media.
So you mentioned that you work in the schools now. Mm-hmm. What have you always worked in schools throughout your life? What kind of work have you done?
I work with school maintenance for 22 years and 3 months. Will be retiring in this year in June. I will keep my crossing guard. I will work with that. That's through the Roanoke City Police Department. As of today, though, they've given that contract to someone else. But I will keep that job as a crossing guard to encourage little children, even the hard-headed ones.
See, did you and your husband and your parents, did they find it easy to find work here in Roanoke? Were there plenty of jobs available to people in your community?
As far as my parents, they were always workers, so I imagine they wasn't any problem with them. Now, I didn't have... At first, I didn't. I won't say I had a hard time. My husband did not. Before he went to the police department, he worked at Burger King. But he was hired at the police department. We were blessed. Today, with my children, I've got only one here, my oldest daughter. She, it was a struggle for her, but she has a job now. She had to wait, you know, maybe almost a year to find a really good job.
Did they want to stay in Roanoke, your children?
My youngest daughter, well, she met her husband, who she married to now, in college. Okay. So she followed him, you know, as we do. But they did come here back to Roanoke for a couple of years and worked here. But then they decided to go back to Halifax, to his home. And my son, he's a go-getter. He worked for the FBI for so many years. Now he's doing some more work, which I don't know all about it because it's security. Mm-hmm. Doing very well. So, and it's good for our children to go out so we can go visit.
Let's see. Well, those were all the questions I had, but is there anything I didn't ask you that you wanted to share with us? Any special stories?
I'm a member of Morningstar Baptist Church. And that's the most important thing, that's the spiritual growth in my life. Also with my children, they're not here, but I'm going to say that is one of the main points of my life now. Busy in the church, and I don't mean that's because God has, you know, working. We have to be busy. And telling the children and anyone else, even you, you know, that God is good.
Let me ask you this question, too, just from doing these interviews. Everybody seems to go to different churches, but they seem like they're so interconnected, and people know the ministers of each of the different churches in there. Mm-hmm. Is that true, or would you say that's true?
Yeah, we are connected. As a matter of fact, this church, Jerusalem Baptist Church in Morningstar, they're called sister churches.
Sister churches.
And as a matter of fact, when we see someone, I don't know everyone in the neighborhood, but we'll greet one another. What church you go to? And we'll find out, well, I know so-and-so, you know, go over there. Because Miss Tyler goes to a different church than I do.
Yeah, I go to her church a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to my church is in Bodytuck County, 25 miles down in Bodytuck County.
Yeah. But that's
there.
But that's our connection.
Oh, yeah.
And churches, and then the spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. Because that spiritual growth is you're having that Holy Spirit, and it's just... It gives you joy, and you can talk to people easily.
Would you say that churches are still really important for community in the Hurt Park neighborhood and bringing people together?
Absolutely.
Being a community center?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the majority of the people who go to my church don't even live in the Southwest area. They come from other neighborhoods, you know, because their family grew up. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to share with people who we... You know, you don't shun people, turn down, but we see people who may need to hear just a encouraging word.
So even though the community's changed, the church is being central to the community.
Yes, very much.
That's interesting.
Very
I've
much.
I've really noticed that just talking to people mm-hmm. in Hurd Park, how important mm-hmm. their church is. And, mm-hmm.
and we do have a lot of students. I'm thinking about the children that in Hurd Park Elementary School and the other schools, with PH of Fleming. They are young Christian people in the schools. And they, as we say, letting their light shine. But because it is good students, but it's always going to be, you know, the negative. But that's their upbringing. And that's why we need to reach out to them. And we try.
Have you always worked at Hurd Park?
No. I started out with Fleming. And then I went to Westside, Woodrow Wilson. I've been to several schools.
Okay.
But this is my main station now.
Okay.
Hurd Park.
And you're right at home.
Yes, that was a blessing.
Yeah.
That was a blessing.
You
I found
all across it.
Yes. But I don't.
I know.
I know. But you have to be careful. The neighborhood is much better than it used to be. Cause that's why I wouldn't, you know. But I've never been afraid. I would walk home, but my husband told me to stop. I said, I didn't come home. No.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your time with
thank
us
you.
Today. It was very nice to meet you and interview you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Here, I'll turn this off, and then I'll take you.